FunFactory.com has partnered with Locker Room Talk and Shots. So when you use my special code SELS20, you get 20% off your Fun Factory purchase. Just head to us.funfactory.com and use my code SELS20 at checkout for 20% off sex toys, lube, massage oils, and more. Cheers.
Do the sex. Hi, this is Annette Benedetti, your hostess for Locker Room Talk and Shots, the podcast that likes to think of itself as the queer NPR of raunchy women's sex talk. You are about to sit in on the kind of conversations women have on their girls' nights out or behind closed doors while enjoying delicious drinks and dishing about sex. Think fun, honest, and feminist as fuck, and always with the goal of fighting the patriarchy, one female orgasm at a time. Welcome to the locker room.
Ring loop. Today's locker room talk topic is boob sex, titty fucking, mammary intercourse. Those are, in fact, all terms used to describe the act of a man sticking his cock between two tits to get off. And you may be asking, is this really still a thing? I mean, I think it was popular in the 80s. At least that's for some reason embedded in my mind. We are here to answer that question. And we are also going to be answering the five W's that writers like to use. I am a writer. That the who, what, when, where, and why the fuck you'd want to do it. Now, listeners, I have shared many times in the past that I am a relatively small-breasted woman, so I have zero experience with titty fucking or boob sex, breast play in such a way that your boobs are used as a fleshlight. But fortunately, one of my very best friends in the whole wide world has giant boobs. She's all boobs. In fact, many times while recording these episodes together, we have had to stop and start over and move her mic around so that it won't bump into her giant breasts. So Ruby, aka Deanna, is here to help us create the Boob Sex 101 podcast for you guys. She is going to walk us through what it's all about and help us understand this particular sex act. So, Deanna.
Yes.
You've been on lots of episodes with me. You have been on what is now, I would say, currently one of our most popular episodes. Which one is that?
That would be the semen facials.
The semen facials. Guys, it is one of my favorite episodes for so many reasons. Mostly because of, just how weird people get about the topic. And then, of course, through our podcast, like, I got comfortable with it. So if you have not listened to semen facials, you got to go back through our past episodes and cue it up. I promise you will not be disappointed.
Definitely not a disappointment.
No. And believe it or not, it's going to tie into today's podcast. But we'll get there. One thing at a time. Let's raise our glasses. Let's talk about sex.
Let's do it.
All right, folks. Let's get started. I like to, ahead of these podcasts, I like to be a little sciencey about it, bring some integrity to these conversations. I like to come at you with some facts. I got to tell you, scientists, researchers really haven't bothered with boob sex. They just haven't. I mean, I looked and I looked and I looked, and Deanna, Ruby, you watched me.
I did. I witnessed.
We found nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, I did find a whole bunch of new porn sites that I'm probably going to check out. But there wasn't a lot of factoids out there. And a lot of the articles I tried to read on it were pretty, basic, vanilla filling. Not that there is anything wrong with, again, we're not vanilla sex shaming. In fact, I would say boob sex.
Vanilla.
Vanilla. you know, this is definitely, but don't worry for our kinky listeners. We're going to come up with ways to make it kinky for you. Do not worry.
Well, I mean, actually, I think boob sex is a vanilla kink.
Oh, tell me about vanilla kink.
Well, being part of the kink community and kind of knowing what vanilla is, I think boob sex is like pretty mellow for those that are kinksters that, you know, are into the kink scene.
Right.
But I think for someone who's vanilla, boob sex is kind of a, oh, we're going to do that.
Right, right. It's a step above just like so, basic sex. So this, you're right. It's a great way for, I think oftentimes vanilla couples or partners often want to figure out how to spice things up. Yeah. In fact, we have a podcast on how to spice up your sex life. I don't know if we covered boob sex in it, but this would be like something I feel like people who are more comfortable and who enjoy vanilla sex but want to get a little spice it up, this would be something you could consider doing, right?
Definitely.
And I say that as being someone who's never had it. So for me, it like, I will most likely, we'll see by the end of the podcast, add it to my sex bucket list. But I'm speaking from no knowledge, guys. I'm talking a bunch of shit right now, basically. So let's start with, who is having titty sex? Ruby, tell me.
Anyone who wants to.
All right, but
itty bitty titties.
That's I guess
big titties.
Can you do this?
Average
with,
titties.
You can do this with itty bitty titties. You feel
of
like
you can.
You feel like I mean, the only place I've ever seen this happen is on porn, and definitely not with itty bitty tittied women.
Well, porn really is kind of like anything on the screen. It's an exaggeration and mm-hmm. it's not really reality.
Right. So this act, in case anyone doesn't quite know exactly what it looks like, that how we are going to talk about the who is, I mean, it does require a person with boobs and a person then with a cock. Now, I suppose a dildo could be used to do mm-hmm. this. I just thought of that, and you just verified it. Yeah,
someone wearing a strap-on that does not have a penis themselves could definitely have a strap-on on and mm-hmm. titty fuck someone.
Yeah,
because for those of you who have not dove into the realm of the titty fuck, you might have the idea that. It's mainly for a man's pleasure.
I did have that idea.
But it's very pleasurable for a woman. So.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
As someone who has experience in this topic, yes, I actually have a lot of pleasure for that.
Do you get titty fucked regularly? Is it part of your regular rotation of sex?
It is not part of my regular rotation, but when it pops out there, it's
a special occasion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, or it's my partner might say they want to fuck my tits. And of course, I'm all, yeah. Uh-huh. Or maybe I'm like, oh God, I really want.
Yeah.
That between my tits.
Yeah. So I guess that's part of the who initiates this kind of thing. You're saying the boob owner, the woman, sometimes asks to be titty fucked.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
So both parties involved could be the initiators.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. I have a hard time picturing that, but maybe I'll understand it. I mean, I don't know. Well, we'll get there. I just don't know.
Well, I think initially. So let's say it's the breast owner.
Right.
It's their first encounter. More than likely, it'll probably be suggested by their partner.
Right.
Or, you know, like yourself, maybe you'll be the initiator after this because it's going to be on your bucket list.
I've already expressed to my partner that I think I'm going to have to be titty fucked.
So even if even if the breast owner has not had, maybe they're going to listen today and go, oh man, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, so really it can be either or who initiates it.
All right. All right. I can attest, listeners, that I'm probably going to initiate my first experience.
Cheers to you initiating.
Yes. We'll have to do a follow-up.
Oh, yes.
On how it goes. So I want to move on to, because some of you may be questioning exactly what are we talking about when it comes to titty, we're calling it titty, boob sex.
So yeah, so it is squeezing the boobs together to create kind of a slit.
A slit, exactly.
For there to be penetrated.
Yeah.
So much like using a fleshlight.
Or your butt cheeks.
Or your butt cheeks, right. It just happens to be your boobs.
Yes.
Some boobs do wrap completely.
Yours, around. I was going to say yours, I think, swallow a cock hole.
So mine do engulf a penis.
Engulf, that's a good word.
But there's still pleasure even if you don't. I mean, because you can just, everybody can squeeze their titties.
She's sitting here pushing her tits together as though you all can see. But only I can see this. I'm like, I can't, I'm now, see, I'm can. Pushing. Oh look, my God, I could.
See?
I could. Yes. I just looked down, pushed my tits in. Yeah. There I mean, I think I could get it good on two sides. Mm-hmm. Of the cock. Anyways, but what about women who, you know, there are women with even smaller breasts than mine. How would they go about creating a canal?
You've got, from my experience, even before my boobs were big.
You were titty fucking before your boobs were big?
No, but, you know, okay, so I don't know. Maybe I massaged mine because I was actually a late bloomer, everybody, believe it or not.
You caught up.
I never thought I was going to get boobs. And so I had these little, like, training bra boobs forever until the summer before my sophomore year. And then that summer, by the end of the summer, I was a C cup. Oh. It hurt like hell.
Really?
But I had read in like 17 magazine or something about massaging your boobs to stimulate growth.
Well, maybe it worked. Now I wish I had read that fucking article.
So I would like every night I would massage, and the flesh is pretty like movable.
The flesh is movable. I would say this too. As I'm visualizing it, the cock could like slide against at least that chest area between the two tits. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we know the who is doing what. This could actually be, I guess coming into this conversation, I didn't think about the fact that, yeah, queer women could do it. And we'll get to the why at the end. Like, why would a queer woman want to do it? Why would a queer woman want to put a strap on and titty fuck another woman? So we'll get to that conversation. We are going to move on. Deanna, what are some tips and tricks for making this fun and exciting? Because I've already imagined up some things that I...
Well, number one, lube is important.
Would lotion suffice?
Massage oil
would be okay. And would that be okay for the cock if it's a...
They have massage oils that are okay for... Mm-hmm, yeah.
You don't want to dry hump the boobs is what you're saying.
No, because that's going to kind of be...
Yeah.
A little friction.
Right, for both people.
Right.
Okay, so you lube up the boobs. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, one way to, once you give it a go, a time or two, what is really fun is putting in some fellatio with it.
Right.
So, as that penis comes peeking through your peaks, you can lick it, suck it.
Well, so I imagine that isn't always possible for all penis boob combinations, or is it? I'm gonna hold on a second, guys. I'm going to see if I feel like that is something. I don't know. Yeah, I could get there. It wouldn't have to come up very far.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess it would depend also on like the position you're in.
Right.
So of course there's, you could be laying on your back.
Yeah. Let's skip it. We were going to do the positions kind of later on in this conversation, but I think it goes well with the tips and tricks. As I'm trying to visualize being titty fucked, my first visualization was me laying on my back, in which case my partner would straddle me. Mm-hmm. Is that, and I'm like, would that be comfortable for my partner? Or is that more difficult? Is that a, what kind of positions are good for
this? I mean, it's comfortable. I mean, they're straddling is, if it's a comfortable thing.
That'd be sexy.
It is sexy.
I do enjoy one thing I think I've realized in the last year. I enjoy looking up at my partner while doing mm-hmm. sexual acts. There's something like, I like the visual stimulation. Mm-hmm. I like this sort of dominant position.
Right.
And being able to take it all in while things are happening.
Right. I was going to say, you know, if you like to up the level of things and maybe you have your hands tied.
Oh.
Because
if he's restrained, but then you can't squeeze your tits together.
But he can squeeze them while he is titty fucking them.
I see. So you could mm-hmm. be restrained on a bed. Mm-hmm. See, now that takes it. So that takes it
another level.
That takes it from like spicing up your vanilla bedroom life to integrating it into your BDSM mm-hmm. kink life.
Yeah,
that's hot.
So you know that's the great thing about titty fucks. They are good for everybody. Whether you're vanilla or kinky as fuck, you can always titty fuck.
All right. So I will say this, guys. When I was visualizing titty fucking, and I'm like, well, how do I get pleasure out of it? I have only, believe it or not, in the last couple of years, well, maybe the last year and a half, started to really enjoy nipple stimulation. I'm not sure why. So I was like, oh, yeah, I could like push my boobs together and stimulate my nipples. And that might be super sexy. But then I thought, what about like little nipple clamps mm-hmm. on, putting little nipple clamps on yeah. while it's happening?
Or they have vibrating nipple
clamps. Oh, I was thinking like suction, maybe using suction, you know, there are now suction toys. If you guys are not checking out the links in the description of this podcast, if you aren't very sex toy savvy, you're missing out on an introduction to a lot of cool new toys that are out there. There's a suction technology out there that is great for the clit, but also for the nipples. That could be exciting. Mm-hmm.
And another trick, I don't know if it'd be a trick or a tip. You know, let's say you and your partner are maybe sitting on the couch, watching a movie. Maybe he's really into the movie and you're like, oh man, I'm so fucking horny.
That happens.
It does. And you know, instead of just going down on him, mm-hmm. you can maybe go down on him, then whip out your tits and start titty fucking him.
That's,
you would be the initiator and you would be the aggressor and you would be in control.
So he is sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. So you just really have to lean over
or kneel in front of him.
Men
really kind of.
Well,
when a
hot.
Woman kneels in front of them, they're like, oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like looking at that though, as a woman with smaller boobs, I'm not sure would that work for me. Could I get my boobs in there? I feel like you're biased because you can just grab your boobs and stretch them and reach them out. Like,
I mean, and it's a good workout too because you're going to get some squatting in.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get a workout while you're having some real fun, that's a win.
Why not? I'm all for that. Mm-hmm. So that's, I was thinking another position, but that, I don't know. Again, I'm just making these up in my head. What is another? Kneeling would be mm-hmm. another position, but he would have to squat down.
He'd need to be sitting mm-hmm. down.
Mm-hmm. Or you'd need to kneel on like a stool. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of hot too. Mm-hmm. Like my ottoman over there. Mm-hmm. That might put me at the right level. Depending mm-hmm. again on the height of your partner. So you're going to have to like kind of
play around
with different positions. Are there any boob sex positions that outside of laying down, kneeling, that you can think of?
mean, I have had the partner standing and me squatting down and.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like with, that's a fun thing about sex is there is no real playbook on positions. Like you can come up with stuff.
I guess kind of in the 69 position. If your boobs are bigger, you couldn't be in that position on top and hold your boobs together because you got to have your arms to hold you up. But you could at least like slide your chest over his cock. Oh, that's
so
true.
So you don't always have to be the one squeezing your boobs.
I keep forgetting about that. Yeah. You're right. They could do that. They could reach down if their arms are long. I'm pretty short. So, yeah, I like that. Or, yeah, the 69 position, you could probably do both ways. Like if I'm laying down and they're on top, then their balls would be in my face if they were on top.
That's true. I mean, unless you like a good tea bag.
You would be teabagged and
there'd be a butt right ball suckling.
Butt play. Their butt would be right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could do that. Anyways, all right, guys. I think you're getting the idea, the positions that this works in. I'm sure your own mind. I mean, I would suggest, and I imagine you concur, that the first time, keep it simple.
Yes.
You got to figure out how the cock in question works with the tits in question and what works best for you.
Yeah.
But I think probably what sounds like it's the most important for women to think about, and I certainly didn't when I started imagining this conversation, I didn't think about all the things I could do to myself to make sure I was getting pleasure. I want to add to this conversation. Yes, you could do stimulating your own nipples. Your partner can stimulate your nipples. You can do nipple clamps, or apparently there are vibrating suction toys for your nipples. But don't forget, there are toys you can actually have inside of your vagina stimulating you while this is going on.
Yep.
You can have a vibrator inserted or, you know, if he is the one managing your breasts, you can have a suction toy on your clit, or you can have a butt plug in, or you can have, you know, you don't have to just have the boob sex going on. You can get the full body experience by adding toys into this experience,
absolutely,
which would, for some people who are into that, heighten the eroticism of the whole thing. Then it's just added into your play session, you know? So that was something I was thinking. I'm like, that would be a sexy thing to do if I had something going on inside of me already, especially if I had one of, there are toys out there that I could insert inside myself and also, give my partner, the control of.
Yes.
That would be hot. So mix it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Make sure you're taking care of that clit while you're getting titty fucked.
Don't forget the clit.
Don't forget the clit. So cheers to using toys while being titty fucked. Well, and just in general. All right. We're going to move on to when should this occur during sex? I mean, at any point, right?
Right. At any point. I mean, you don't have to actually do it to the point of ejaculation if you're with a penis owner. It could be part of your foreplay to other intercourse.
That's right. It can be foreplay.
Or it can be the act itself.
It can be the whole thing, the whole shebang. You're just getting titty fucked for the day.
Yep.
So while we're talking about that, and we're talking about when it occurs during your sex play session, when it occurs as the final act, the coup de grace, is that what we call it? The coup de grace?
Yeah, let's.
The grand act, and he comes. I think probably a big question on everybody's mind is, where does that come go?
Well,
I mean, it's aimed right towards. We'll be right back. My code SELS20 is your key to kicking off the sexiest new year ever had when you use it at funfactory.com. Enjoy 20% off Fun Factory's luxury products, including vibrators, cock rings, lube, and more when you use my code SELS20. Check out the Vim vibrating wand. Yes, the one featured on this podcast thumbnail. Grab the nose vibrating cock ring and experience more simultaneous orgasms in 2024. And don't forget to check out their rabbit style vibes. I'm talking about the Lady Bi for toe curling blended O's all year long. Just fill your cart and use code SELS20 at checkout and enjoy 20% off when you shop funfactory.com. Cheers.
I mean, so if you're laying on your back, more than likely you're going to get a pearl necklace. Mm-hmm. Maybe the bottom of your chin, unless he purposely like pulls it out of your tits and shoots it on your face.
So, yes. I mean, but I mean, let's be, I think, give everybody a fair warning. The chance that that come might,
you might get some.
You might get some on your face. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always the option of him like pulling back and coming on your stomach. Mm-hmm. This should be negotiated in advance, folks. This is the part of the act, especially if you're doing it the first time, but every time you do it, like, yeah, you can titty fuck me. Do not come in my face or mm-hmm. on my, you know, whatever. You get to talk about where that cum ends mm-hmm. up. But beware if you're like, oh, come on my neck or whatever. Your face is on the splash pad area. Right.
And, I mean, and if they handle their tool well and you're like, I don't want on my face, they can actually hold their penis down to where it would just shoot on your chest and roll back on your neck if you're on your back.
I would hope so.
Or let's say you're doing the whole squat while they're on the couch. Mm-hmm. And you're like, uh-uh. Because that, if it goes off, it's going straight in your face in that position. If you don't want that, then, you know, you need to verbalize that.
Let me know.
And then you would pull away, and let's say you want it on your tits, and they can hit you on their tits, or maybe you want to turn over and have them, you know, shoot their wad
and then they
on
can finish it off.
Your ass crack.
Right. Or you can tie it in. Oh, you could finish it off with a blowjob.
You could.
And decide what you mm-hmm. want to, you know, whether you're swallowing or not. Right. That's up to you at that point. Mm-hmm. That's an option. Now, if you have listened to our semen facial podcast, obviously, and you're like, you're thinking about doing this with your partner, but you're like, you feel weird about their cum on your neck or on your face, please take time to listen to this semen facial podcast, because I think it can alleviate a lot of the anxiety around that. Hopefully what it will do is alleviate a lot of the ick factor. With that, I think it's fair for all of us to feel icky about certain sex and bodily, you know, fluid activities that come up during sex. Mm-hmm. But I think in that podcast, we were really good about covering, like, asking yourself, like, why do I find this icky? Mm-hmm. And maybe working through some of that mental stuff.
Yeah, it got pretty deep.
Mm-hmm. It got pretty deep. And so if you're interested in adding this act to your sex repertoire of acts, obviously you got to really think about how that's all ending for you. You're going to have that conversation with your partner. You're going to have to decide, like, do I want to experiment with allowing some cum on my face or not? But I highly suggest, like, really going through your thought processes and feelings around that. And that podcast, I think, is really helpful. I still have not had a semen facial. I think it could be a fun way to tie in, like, a semen facial if you're open to that.
Definitely.
And have it be a super sexy, exciting event. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had a boob sex ending in semen facial? Have you done that combo yet?
When it's been finished off with head.
Oh, okay.
Fellatio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Yeah. And you know, talking about that whole like game plan, also, you know, things can change. And so one thing that we always talk about on this podcast is how important communication with your partner is.
Absolutely.
So let's say you guys, you and your partner talk about it. And you're like, okay, let's do this. You're like, I don't want any cum on me.
Yeah.
And then in the act, you change your mind.
You get excited.
Which you can do.
Right.
Just communicate that.
Right.
Because that's probably going to be really sexy to them.
Right.
When you're like, oh, I want you to come all over my tits. Or I want you to come and give me that glistening pearl necklace. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you decide, okay, I'm hot. I'm in it. I'm ready for the semen facial.
Right.
But you can communicate that. So yes. If things change in the moment.
That's okay.
That's okay. That's why communication is so important.
Right. Your sex situation, you set it up front. You say, I want to try this, babe. I want, you know, I listened to this podcast and these, you know, ladies made me think, why not give it a try? Can we try that? But please, like, I'm not, like, do not come on my chest or my face. Like, maybe we'll end with sex or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then you're in it and something happens and you're like, this is way better than I thought. I have shared, I think, in past podcasts, I have learned in the last year, I've always thought I was a decent communicator during sex, and I'm not the best communicator during sex, which might surprise everybody. As much as I communicate about sex openly on this podcast, when I'm in an act of sex, sometimes I fall short on words. And I think that has also led to a lot of disappointing sex for me in my history. I've also felt ashamed to when I had that, you know, a dirty thought in the middle of sex and I'm getting heated up and I'm like, oh, I, you know, you go back, you start flipping through the dirty fantasies that you've gotten from porn or like erotica. And you're like, God, I wish in this moment this thing could happen. But if I verbalize that, my partner's going to think I'm whatever number of
dirty, trashy,
she's slutty. Ooh, I don't want to be with a woman that would be into that. I mean, I'm hoping that in this day and age, we know that that's sex shaming, slut shaming. And if you have a partner who's like that, they can just fuck. Right off.
Tell them to fuck off and
fuck off.
Get down the road.
That's right. So being able to, if you have a moment, you're like, I do want to do that, then just say to your partner. You can even stop and restart. You can have that conversation. They can keep stroking themselves while you verbalize, like, I'm really turned on. I want to use this vibrator on my clit. Will you finish off on my neck or face? You know, being able to do that in the moment is
important. And, you know, even the opposite. So let's say you game plan this with your partner and you tell them that you want them to
give you your first facial.
And in the moment, you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that. You can, you absolutely can change your mind. I think that's something that as women, we sometimes struggle with is that we feel like if we go into a situation sexually that we can't change our mind on boundaries that were set anytime in the moment. Even if you're like, nope, I'm done. I don't want to go forward anymore. You have that right. And so, you know, if you change your mind, verbalize it.
So cheers to that. We can change our mind
anytime.
All right, guys, let's talk about why. Because I know probably at the beginning, a lot of you were like, and maybe some of the whys have been answered, but let's really strategically answer why titty sex? Why fucking the boobs? It does seem sort of, I don't know, like from my perspective, having not integrated into my sex life, at first it felt like, oh, it's sort of one of those cliched acts that, you know, seem silly that nobody does. Now, you had brought up some good reasons why a woman would want to have the option of titty sex. You want to share that with listeners?
Yeah. So while some women are comfortable with period sex, there are some of us, like myself, who are not comfortable with period sex. So this is an alternative because for some reason you're horny. While you're, I mean, I don't know about others, but
I'm not, but
I am.
Right.
And so this is a way to get aroused, mm-hmm. To get some sexual pleasure.
Yeah.
I have no problem with like, my clit being played with. I just don't want anything
inside of you,
inside of me. I mean, I will have a tampon in because I want to be sure that the dam is plugged.
So my question is, do you, because for you, this is, you said you're horny, so you want to have sex. And so this is a good alternative. So for you, do you get a lot of sexual satisfaction from your boobs?
I do.
Because I mean, I know a lot of women, not a lot. I know a couple women who don't get any. They're like, I don't really get anything out of my boobs. So... But for you, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of, I've also known a lot of women that really enjoy the breast stimulation.
And also, I know that there's been others in our circle that have been on this podcast that also have said this, that I'm really mentally stimulated. Mm-hmm. So like my biggest erogenous zone is my brain.
Yeah.
Like you... You can just talk words
dirty
and get me going.
Right.
And so I don't know if it's really that my tits are so like sensitive and stuff, or if it's more like that whole emotionally like stimulated.
Right.
Like I'm like, this is hot. Like I, cause you know, your male partner, I don't know a guy out there that's going to say they don't like, or have not ever, if they've never done it, have not fantasized about it.
Right, right.
It seems to be the
Wait. I do. Hey, guys, men or people, humans with penises that are out there, if you are repelled by the idea of titty sex, will you please reach out to me? I want to hear about that. If you're just kind of like, that sounds dumb, I'm not going to try it. I also am curious about your perspective. Is anyone repelled by that? Could you, how would you be repelled by it? Now, I do understand why women might be, but I want to talk about what appeals to me about it. What really appeals to me about the idea of being, of a boob sex, being titty fucked, I do enjoy, I enjoy several roles in my sex life, but there is just something that is really sexy about being in a submissive position to a partner. It feels to me, although I imagine you could speak to the opposite, but from my imaginings that it's a very like a power dynamic happens in breast sex, especially if you're on the bottom or if you're mm-hmm. restrained. And so the idea of that position, it's like, oh, that is sexy, being able to enjoy that power dynamic that would happen there. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like being, what would you be, the titty fucky, the receiver? Like, do you feel like you can do that from a them, dom, with the boobs? Can you, like, titty fuck a sub man?
Yeah, why
or
couldn't you?
Cock? I don't know. I yes. can't pick. I've never done it.
Yes,
I'm not,
you can.
In my own dynamic, I can't picture it that way. But I'm like, so you tell can. Me about that.
I mean, so if you're in like a femme dom situation,
right.
Our local expert's not here, so I'll do my best.
Yeah. Lucy, our resident dominatrix.
So there, you know, there's chairs that are used sometimes where their hands are strapped.
And, oh, the mm-hmm. sub man, you could strap mm-hmm. him to a chair. Mm-hmm. How'd you
or get in there? If
well, what about standing.
Well, that would be the whole, like, working those inner thighs and glutes yeah. by doing that squat. Also, if they are on the bed.
Restrained. I'm picturing it.
You
watch out.
Between their legs on your knees.
Oh, yeah.
And you could also.
But you can't squeeze your boobs together that way.
Yeah, you could because you're, like, leaning down on them. You don't need to.
Yeah, maybe.
I've done it. It's possible.
Again, you've got massive tits. You don't even need to squeeze them together. I mean, let's be fair.
Or, you know, if you have, I can't think of the name, but like the cross.
Oh, what is that called? The cross thing.
Yeah. But anyways,
That's true. Now that
you could
you could totally, definitely squat.
So, and once again, I'm being visual.
Yeah, I wish if you guys could just see the visuals over here.
I'm always visual. I can't help it.
Yeah. So what, I mean, I think that especially, let's say, well, if you're really into that, BDSM dynamic, for a sub, femme, female or woman, I think that it could be really sexy. I think it could be really, really hot addition. I think if you are in a vanilla relationship and you're like, you don't want to get into all of the BDSM, I still think it's like, it's a very sensual, sexy.
I mean, one of...
We'll be right back. Start the new year off with a bang. My code EXPLORES15 gets you 15% off womanizer.com's famous pleasure air tech sex toys. You know, the clit satisfying sucking sensation that guarantees explosive orgasms. Just go to womanizer.com and check out my personal favorite, the Womanizer Duo 2. Get ready for blended orgasms or the premium 2. Womanizer.com has something for you, whether you are seeking clitastic satisfaction, blended orgasms, or explosive G-spot experiences. Just shop womanizer.com and use my code EXPLORES15 at checkout for 15% off. That's 15% off all womanizer.com products with my code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.
The biggest turn-ons for me is the arousal my partner gets from it.
Right.
So when my partner is, clearly into it and getting a lot of pleasure, mm-hmm. that makes me hot and aroused.
Yeah.
Cause I'm telling you, it's my brain is
right. I can think of a lot of great dirty talk that could happen mm-hmm. during that too.
Oh yeah. It, if you're a dirty talker, it gives you so much opportunity.
You know, it's funny. I have never been good at giving dirty talk. Oddly enough, as much as I'm a word person, in bed, I kind of clam up, but I love to be talked dirty to. And I am actually just right now, in this last year, really learning how to talk dirty because I do have a dirty script in the back of my head.
Then just voice it.
I know. I'm learning how to do that and it's super hot. But yeah, I think it would, you know, I understand why someone might say boob sex. That's so dumb. Why do that? But like, I mean, why not add this to your mm-hmm. sex repertoire, your sex box, your set, you know, your list of acts that you want to do. At least
give
together.
It a shot.
At least give it a shot.
Don't knock it till you try it.
That's right. I mean, why wouldn't a cock feel good on a nipple?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It does. Or, you know, there's that pre-ejaculate.
I was just thinking about that. You could use that as a little bit of lube.
They could take like the tip of their penis mm-hmm. and rub it around your nipple with that pre-ejaculate, that's pretty stimulating.
That would be sexy.
That's pretty hot.
That is sexy. And if you don't like your partner's cum or ejaculate, again, start asking yourself why. Because my friends know, like Deanna and I, Ruby and I have known each other for a very long time. And I was very vocal about really hating semen. I mean, really hating semen and just being like, it is a mess. I don't want it all over me. It's like mucusy. I mean, I had all these reasons. I was like, why, oh, why can't, you know, men ejaculate some like
dust,
powder, baby powder, something that freshens me up afterwards. And in sort of my own sexual journey, I have definitely, I'm still like, I have moments where I'm like, you know, in my refractory period, I'm like, oh, I don't want to like, I'm ready to be clean, or I don't want to like reach over and touch it or whatever. But even that's starting to dissipate just a little bit. I would wish that for any woman who still likes to play with cocks that ejaculate. I would not at all want the repulsion that I experienced for women who continue right. to have those relationships. So, but back to why. Why would a woman want, who's in a sexual relationship with another woman or a vulva owner, want the strap-on titty fuck? And I think that comes back to, like, if you like that power dynamic, the visual stimulation of I can imagine being in a dominant situation with another woman with a strap on, and enjoying the visual of looking down at having that right. act with a woman.
Right.
Like that, like when I put myself in that position, I'm like, that would be fucking hot. Mm-hmm. In which case I'm like, oh, that's why a guy would enjoy it. Like even, right. you know, they also get more of a physical stimulation. Mm-hmm. However, there are strap-ons, ladies, that come with vibration and stimulation.
If you're not using a strap-on that has the little pocket rocket pocket,
yeah.
you need missing to be. Out.
Yes. So in which case you can actually have that stimulation for yourself mm-hmm. while getting the visual satisfaction mm-hmm. of watching, you know, your partner's beautiful breasts, right. you know, sliding against this thing and then giving yeah. her nipple stimulation and stuff like that. So, I had not until today even considered that. Actually, I don't think I had considered the idea of two women doing this sex act until you were here and we were kind of like going over what we wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm like, I could get into that.
Right. And if you have not heard the pegging episode, yeah. if you want to go back, we kind of talk about that dynamic when, as a woman, you're wearing a strap on. Mm-hmm. It is a very different feeling.
Yes.
And it's a very, you're definitely in the dominant role.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the turn-ons for me mm-hmm. is like
there's a rush that comes with yes, that for sure,
because it's pretty obvious that even if you're in a situation with a male partner or a female partner, non-binary, when you have a strap on, you really are the dominant one mm-hmm. in that situation, and that's part of the rush for me anyways. Mm-hmm. And you are in sole control of giving that pleasure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when someone sucks your cock and it's a strap on.
Oh, I've never done that.
Oh, really?
I have not had my cock sucked.
Well, it's, I mean, it's hot.
Yeah.
Because
you have had this done before. Was it a woman or a man who sucked your cock?
A man.
One thing I want to say before we close out this podcast is we bring up a simple sex act. Boob sex up front sounds simple. It's easy to dismiss it as like, that's just like some dumb, like cliche thing from whenever. Nobody does that. But when you really start diving into, like when I really start thinking about these things that are out there that I've not done that are so basic. I mean, it's right there for you. Mm-hmm. And I start questioning why I haven't done it. I start questioning, well, if I did it, how could it be exciting? I'm going to be selfish. I want it to be fucking exciting for me. Like I know how I can get a partner off and why it would be exciting to him, but I want to know, like, why would I want to do this? Because I feel very strongly about not engaging in sex acts that I don't want to. Like, I want to be all in. I want to get something out of it. I want to feel satisfaction. I want to feel sexy. So I start like trying to imagine what would make this exciting for me. And through conversations, through research, which I do prior to these, oftentimes I'm surprised at how I'm like, God, that could be yeah. exciting. That could be sexy. I like to have the opportunity, you know, whatever it is. And so you take one simple sex act. It sounds very simple. A guy walks up to you, you push your boobs together, he like pumps away and is done. That's how in my mind it was prior to this conversation. But this actually could be worked into a whole array of scenarios mm-hmm. that could last for a couple of minutes. It could last for 15 to 20 minutes. It could be with a female partner. It could be with a male partner. I could be dominant. I could be submissive. I could get stimulated. I could get some fun nipple play in. I could have toys attached. It could be BDSM experience. It could be a facial experience. It's kind of amazing to me how if you take time to stop and not go with your first judgment, you may open the door to a new opportunity that you end up loving. Raise your hand. Give me like some sign. Who all's out there that's getting titty fucked? I want to hear from women or men. Tell me, are your female partners letting you titty fuck them? Like, I want to know. I want from people, all humans out there. I would love to hear from women who are strap on titty fucking each like, other.
I mean, I've been to sex clubs and clearly you see it there.
Huh.
So it's happening. And it's weird because I would think if anal is out there and people are more open about anal sex, that boob sex is a lot milder in my thinking.
I mean, except like it could end in the facial, then it's not mild.
But it doesn't have to.
I'm still intimidated by the facial.
It's easy to not end in a facial.
Right. And
personally, I would think if you're saving yourself for marriage because you're a good Christian girl.
Boob sex is for you.
Right. Instead of having anal, I would much rather go to the boob sex.
Boob sex is for you. Hey, that's great advice. And again, if you are a Christian woman and you, I don't want to shame your choice of religion, but again, this is something that could be acceptable. God damn it. I think we fucking covered titty fucking mammary intercourse. That's right. I actually found what it was called, mammary intercourse and boob sex. I think we gave you a solid boob sex 101. If you disagree, guess what you do? Annette, Annette at sheexploreslife.com. Feel free to tell me how it should have been done. I dare you. I'm inviting some mansplaining even.
Oh yeah. Mansplain this.
Mansplain this. You can find us on social media, Locker Room Talking Shots on Instagram, Facebook. Also head over to She Explores Life on Instagram and Facebook. Am I missing anything? Oh, LockerRoomTalkPodcast.com. LockerRoomTalkPodcast.com. You can go there and find all the fun information. And stay tuned. We have lots of fun topics coming up. We've already told you some we're going to be looking into, and we have some announcements coming up soon about additional places you're going to be able to go and join in on some fun conversations with us. So until next time,
cheers.
We'll see you in the locker room. Ring loop. Bring sexy back in 2024 with hot lingerie, sensual body products, and adventurous sex toys from lovehoney.com, all at a 15% discount with code EXPLORES15. Embrace your inner bombshell with their gorgeous bra and panty sets, baby dolls, and corsets. Then explore your desires with their line of toys that range from Vanilla Is My Flavor to Tie Me Up and Call Me Good Girl Daddy. And don't forget to treat yourself to a massage candle or a sensual body oil, all for 15% off with code EXPLORES15 when you shop lovehoney.com. That's right, 15% off on lingerie, sex toys, and more when you shop lovehoney.com and use code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.